Today is July 1st, 2005. This is IAM Radio, and I'm Rick Palmer. The IAM formally installed its executive council today in ceremonies held at IAM headquarters in suburban Maryland, with former IAM President George Corpus handling the swearing-in duties. International President Tom Buffenbarger promised a new era of growth and militancy with an aggressive push for new members, said Buffenbarger. At 1,000 local lodges, we will spark new campaigns to organize the unorganized. At every district, we will expect constant pressure to grow. At the Grand Lodge, we will redirect resources, people, money, and manpower to the goal of real and sustained growth. Buffenbarger and the rest of the Executive Council will serve a 4-year term of office beginning today. Here in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, July 12, join IAM members and other unions in a rally at the Department of Defense to oppose the ongoing assault against America's federal workforce. The rally will focus on the national security personnel system that the unions consider an attack on workers' rights, collective bargaining, and salaries. Some companies don't pay for their employees' health care. So, Senators Edward Kennedy and John Corzine, along with Congressman Anthony Weiner, have introduced the Health Care Accountability Act, which requires states to report the number of people who receive health coverage through taxpayer-funded health care instead of company-based employer plans. It probably comes as no surprise that Walmart is the largest abuser of taxpayer-subsidized health care, costing taxpayers millions of dollars, $32 million in California, $47 million in Tennessee, and $61 million in Florida. Continental Airlines broke off negotiations with more than 9,000 IAM-represented flight attendants and called for federal mediation as part of its drive to win concessions worth more than $72 million. Continental recently presented proposals that were even worse than the terms rejected by flight attendants in May. The carrier continues to jeopardize flight attendant pensions by refusing to fully fund their current retirement plan or consider the fully funded defined benefit IAM National Pension Plan, one that was recently used to secure pension benefits for 20,000 IAM members at United Airlines. U.S. employers announced close to 1,200 mass layoff actions in May, affecting 30,000 workers, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By definition, a mass layoff involves at least 50 workers from a single establishment. Employers are increasing their monitoring of email messages and internet use, and a fair number say they have disciplined workers for abusing their electronic privileges. According to a survey from the American Management Association and the ePolicy Institute, 76% of firms monitor which websites their workers visit, 55% review employees' email messages. Says Nancy Flynn, executive director of the ePolicy Institute, "When you sit down at your office computer, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy." Workers with employer-sponsored family health insurance will pay an extra $922 in premiums this year, and those with individual coverage will pay an extra $341 to offset unpaid costs incurred by the uninsured, according to a study from Families USA, a nonprofit healthcare consumer advocacy group. People who lack health insurance pay an average 35% of their costs out of their own pockets. About one-third of the remaining unpaid bills are paid by the government. The other two-thirds are picked up by insured people through higher premiums. About 45 million people in the United States lacked health insurance for the entire year in 2003. The number of uninsured is likely to reach 53 million by 2010. This is Rick Palmer, and thanks for listening to IAM Radio.